This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Random Order Podcast, audio exclusive, 116.5. It's your boy, man. Jermaine Richards, man. My grandma called me Ermin sometimes, man. Fuck. Damn, RIP, man. RIP, my granny just went up, man. It's all good.
All good.
Amen. We got Big Baby Trey in the building.
Yeah. Granny called me Troban.
Culon.
Culon.
Big fat ass.
Echo, I think.
Yeah.
She meant no disrespect, though.
It was all love. And of course, man, we got my man Sheldon Sebastian coming live from the GTA.
Yes, sir, man.
Fresh out the GTA server.
Fresh out the GTA server. In the GTA.
Sheldon Sebastian in the building, man. Oh, my God.
We didn't
even. E72, nigga.
Come on, man.
E72, yeah, man.
Amen.
Go listen to it, man. You know what I'm saying? SoundCloud, MT72, mixtape out now. Let's get it.
Amen. Hosted by yours truly.
Boys.
Yes,
and Tremont truly. Listen, man, it's been a wholesome episode. We covered many important things, nigga. Yogurt buildup, quitting smoking trees, editing, toothpaste to toothpaste buildup, reoccurring dreams. And of course, man, we got back into the Discord, man, to answer y'all questions. It's been a wholesome episode, man. Episode 116 is live on the channel, and we got 117 coming up hot and fresh for y'all, man.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Lock in.
Goddamn. Yeah.
You know what the fuck motherfucking time it is, man.
Oh my God, man.
Yo, those bombs, they sound good.
Fresh out of fucking tropical rainstorm, man.
Yeah. I'm the alligator in the swamp waiting for you to get close. I'm the cougar in the trees.
I'm the flamingo in the bushes.
It's a lot of things right there, brother.
Exactly.
That's what's up. Different.
I'm there.
It's just a little bit different.
Damn, that's a cute-ass sound, man.
Shit, man.
Y'all update to iOS 16?
Oh, it's out?
Y'all unsending messages, man? What's going on?
I told people I don't care about it.
Nah, I don't need to do that. I'm pretty good with just thinking my thoughts through before I hit send.
Thinking my thoughts through or nigga, I didn't mean to say that. I was feeling a little weird at the time.
Or just apologize.
Yeah, you was acting like a dickhead, nigga.
It don't gotta be all that, though. It could be like, I hate when I got like a perfect paragraph and I got a stupid fucking typo. I'm like, it should be perfect.
True.
I'll be fucking up in three spots sometimes. And I got to send you like three stars, like words.
I'd rather just send a one star like, shit, nigga, I meant Shears. I meant Shears, Sears, and Deers. Nigga, you figure it out. Honestly, it's like a puzzle with me whenever I fuck up on a sentence because I'll send like five asterisks.
I'm not going to lie. I think you texted Zara yesterday and she didn't have your number saved.
Wow. Hold on.
Who is this? So then I told her, like, oh, that's Jerron's, right? And you guys kept texting. And she's like, are you sure this is Jerron? Like, he's texting really, like, giggly. And I'm like, bro,
that's her beating. I'm trying to geek her up.
I was like, that's it, man.
I was listening to Kodak. I said, happy B day, Z Queen.
Many laughing faces.
Dog, Kodak calls his mom his Z Queen. I think that's the funniest fucking shit ever. He has, like, there's Z Queen, and when he said the line with my people, they're my Z's, they're my zebras. I'm like, zebras, dog, that is so good.
You're not just gonna call them a zebra like that. Like, that ain't the fly shit in the world, nigga.
What does Z even mean? Z brothers, man. I don't even know.
Z shit.
Tell you, that's just what they say. That, like, yeah. I guess, like, Z, correct me if I'm wrong, flauta niggas, but Z is like your crow, like your bro, like, you know, it just means like your guy type shit.
I think it's like a, I don't know if it's a religion or like a, I think it's something to do with Africans. Like, it's a type of African. I could be wrong, though.
It's referred to as gangster, Haitian Creole lifestyle.
That's what's up.
I'm a little bit wrong, but I'm a little bit right.
Z shit.
Yeah, Z shit.
It's for sure culture. So what does it mean when a nigga call you a herb?
Ow! That means you are.
That's like L.A. shit.
Where did that?
Herb is just as New York, right?
Nigga, you a herb.
I feel like it's L.A. shit.
It might have been in San Andreas, too. No, that's a morgue. Never mind.
Nah, that's a morgue.
Yeah. That's a morgue.
Yeah, a herb is just being like your bean. Like it's the same thing we call a man a bean. Like, you can't explain what a bean is because a bean's a bean, bro.
What's like the angle? Like you herb? Like what's so bad about a herb? Like a herb, bro.
Herbs are good.
You start acting like a fucking herb, and yo, look at this herb, nigga. Like
like mint and shit, nigga. Oregano.
Nah, pretty much, yeah.
Herb, I don't even know. Just I think it just sounds
Urban
funny.
Urban Dictionary literally says to be whack.
Yeah, it's like it's whack.
Nigga, you a herb, nigga.
But it's like you—I don't know—you use it as like you're not dissing someone type shit. Like, what are you herb saying?
What?
Like, what are you herb saying?
That's not empowering, nigga. I don't think it works both ways. What's up, my herbs? What's that nigga?
What little nigga saying, man?
Like, try that on the block, nigga.
Yeah, no.
How y'all herbs doing?
Yeah, no. I knew shot my dog Herbie.
Herbie Hancock. Yeah, amen.
That nigga from Cars.
Herbie? Nah, there's an actual guy I play ball with. His name's Herbie.
You gotta keep the herb on you, man.
Smoke weed
man,
every day.
I was thinking, I'm like, yo, okay, when would I want to stop smoking weed?
When would you want to stop?
I don't see the...
Like, I was just thinking...
I don't see it. I don't know.
Cause that's my point. I'm like, all right, like, it's not a problem with me. I can, like, stop whenever. But then it's like, then I started thinking, damn, am I addicted? Because I sound like one of them niggas. Like,
that's what I'm about to say. I hate whatever. Saying that. Because I feel like as soon as I say that, a nigga's like,
You know what I'm saying? Because I feel real, can't. It's like...
But it's really real. I could... Real shit.
I could stop.
If you say, yo, I'll give you $1,000 to start smoking for a month, I'd take that $1,000.
I'll take that $1,000 off your hand and then go buy a quarter ounce.
I don't know. I don't smoke when I need to not be high. I like smoking in the clear.
I feel that.
I mean, in the clear, man. And in the midst of a bunch of bullshit, too, because you cut right through it. It helps me at least cut right through it and just... It tones me down to not give a fuck about shit. So that's why I like editing high, because I fucking like fuck all the rules. Let me try this. And for me, it helps me cut through.
If you had weed shades on, you came into the room and I was at it, and you see me, my back's on the ceiling. I was like, what you doing up there? I'm hitting the ceiling.
I thought you meant like weed cutout shades, nigga. You're at it like a nigga herb.
That's what I took it
to. The fucking flower.
Oh, that's Herbie Hancock on the keys, yeah.
Shout out to Herbie.
That's my thing. I feel like I can do that whenever there's so much going on. I'm like, all right, let me just take a minute to chill. Mm-hmm. And let me just figure out what's going on right now. Mm-hmm. But if I have like Zooms and shit, I don't be on there like that.
Right. Yeah, I think I'm definitely cognizant of like if I got to do like some responsible shit because I could get really like goofy and silly when I'm high. So it's like I'd be trying to chill. But when I have like a free, like when I know I did my due diligence for the day. Yeah, it's definitely like, let's go.
It don't put you into work mode ever? No, eh? Fuck.
Nah, I mean, I feel like I put myself into work mode. So like the weed is just like, it doesn't really do that. Like,
nah, okay, maybe not like, yo, I need to smoke to go to work. I know I'm about to work. Let me fucking, you know what I mean? Like it's.
I've written songs high, but like, it's not something that I'm like, yeah, like let me get it.
I'll be mid-smoke like, nigga, let me go work on some shit. Ooh.
Really?
I got an idea, yeah.
I think we've said that before too. Like we've been working on smoking our whole lives. We've been working, like, because when we moved out, this is the timeline of the weed. Bro, it's actually a crazy story, but another day. Bro, we started smoking a little bit more after we left our dad's house in, like, 2016. Of course, yeah. So, like, it was just a little bit because I'm buying it off of, like, just my friends. And then when it became, like, legal, it was just, like, I'd buy a lot and then say, all right, we're in the house, we're just working, rah, rah, rah. But a lot of times, it was introduced as, like, a party thing. So I'm like, all right, yeah, we're going to smoke and we're going to go out. But then that same weed would be used to like, yo, I got to edit. Let me tap into this. Or I got to work on some writing or whatever. Let me tap in and like smoke. And then because we'd be pausing it and saying, all right, we're done. You know what I mean? You don't have to smoke the whole thing. But that's how I feel now. I'm so used to it. I'm so accustomed to smoking and working that even sometimes I set up my station before I do anything. So I'll set up my room, light my candles, roll my splick. Go outside, come back, sit down. My final cut's open.
Straight
this is what I'm doing.
In.
Straight
that's
in.
Fire, like that's
it.
Fire.
It's like being tucked into a chair before you eat dinner.
Nigga, you'll never want to set up high, nigga. That's fucking takes dog. That becomes a job.
You're going to delete some shit.
Blows your high. I was like, damn, nigga.
Instantly. Especially when you put the snack. I put a fucking Greek yogurt right beside my table. So Marv, my yogurt's there, bro. Like, not, yeah. Do not move. Because you have to control your future self. You know what I mean? Even if it's in 5 minutes. Yo.
Trust me.
I know I'm about to go downstairs.
It's true.
And warm up the nuggets.
Yo, you got to set shit up for yourself, man. You ever leave the clothes out for, or like your gym clothes out for tomorrow? You know what I mean? Make sure a little bit. I got to be up at 5:30 tomorrow. I'm going to hook you up. Boom, boom, boom. I got the shoes there.
Fill the water jug.
All you have to do tomorrow, you is fucking grab the keys, grab the bag, boom, out the door. Yeah, you know exactly what you're wearing.
You'd be nice at the gym screaming because you forgot your water bottle. Oh!
You had to do the dumbass yesterday, nigga.
Fuck, I put it in the freezer for.
Damn, man, I cracked one of them yogurts, one of them gurts today, man.
Damn, how was that?
Which ones?
I don't like buildup, man.
You know the extra buildup on shit?
Wait, you mix it though?
Yeah, no. Here's like I shook it up and shit. Like I knew the vision. Nah. Because I know the buildup is, you know, when you open the yogurt. Without shaking it, you just got that fucking ring of like older,
like around the top, right?
You know what I mean? That extra different texture yogurt. If I mix that up, I know that's in there.
You think it's in there? Nah, it go away.
It's like granola.
It don't go away. It go in there. I don't be liking build up. You know, the mustard build up, nigga. The fucking aioli sauce build up. The dirty caps.
Ketchup build up.
Clean your caps, man.
We've been on that, yeah.
How do you eat a dog?
Get the napkin.
I was so pissed, man. Another night, ordered pizza.
Of course.
Dog, I fucking... Hey. I went over to Publix.
Okay.
I didn't have no sauce, so I had to step my drip up. Go over there, get my drip. Got these two ranches. It was two for one. So they said, I can go ahead and get... Yeah. I got a blue cheese with it.
What's the make and model?
The mate is this new nigga named Hester.
He just on the ranch?
I mean, Hector, yeah. There's a bunch of like local brands. This nigga named Hector, bro. But he has a straw hat and one of them things in his mouth.
Oh, you better believe it. He on the ranch.
He on the ranch, for real.
You said Hector? Hector Ranch?
Hector on the ranch. I could be butchering his name, so hold on. So I grabbed 2 for 3, and I seen Hector into the blue cheese as well.
Damn, Hector.
That's
what I'm saying. What the heck you doing?
So I go ahead and pick up the two. Julian, go ahead and grab barbecue sauce, man.
What's the make of mama?
Miles.
Miles on the cue.
Miles Mesquite barbecue sauce.
No, all right, what's he looking like? What's the fit?
Overalls, black hoodie. I'm like, what the
fuck? What the fuck, nigga? Black overalls over the black, or the overalls over the black hoodie?
Yeah.
Overalls, definitely. Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Nigga, where are you from?
With boots. And I'm like, yo, he put his old thing on.
I'm just Miles, nigga. You gonna take it or what, nigga? Fuck what I'm wearing, nigga. I got the sauce. I feel like you're looking around a lot while he's sending you that barbecue sauce.
Listen, you go, I don't got too long, nigga. You get the sauce, man.
Hector got you. He's like, you going to tell you about the ranch?
Hector's going to tell you a story, man. Miles is just, you know, he wants to get in and get out.
Damn.
So, Julian, go ahead and get the sauce, the barbecue sauce. Whatever. We pulling up. And then I just had to get this. You know, you had to get the sauce refill. The sauce refill always going to fuck me up. Because I'm like, nowadays I'm trying to pour less of my sauce. Because I feel like my plate is always just a puddle when I'm done with it.
I feel that.
I'm trying to come back on that, you know what I mean? Cut down a little bit. So I'm just a little bit sauce at a time. And then again to the point now, I go to grab a fucking Miles now. And I fucking grab the rim and the fucking pure barbecue sauce on my fucking fingertips.
On a new bottle?
On a new bottle.
No, man. Julian, man. No,
nigga. The thing is, like, I don't know why, like, certain things, like, I don't like the touch. You ever pour your ketchup out and you just feel cold ketchup on your finger? And you're like, bro, I shouldn't have to feel this right now. You know what I'm saying?
There's unpleasant touches of wet.
I don't want to touch it. Like, it's like, I don't know. I don't know what else happens with food, because obviously you touch your food, but I don't like touching my sauce, man. So, yeah, clean your crap lids and, like, wipe if the ranch or whatever the sauce is drippy, clean the bottle, man.
Especially the oil-based joints. You get the oil gunk at the top.
Whoa, the crust
wants that shit. It starts getting gray and shit.
Bro, and the thing is, you just twist that off, run it under the sink. Bro, it's brand new.
Trust me. Man,
it's brand new.
You ever twist off a ketchup pack and a crust of fucking ketchup goes into your hot dog?
Oh.
Yeah.
With the little water puke?
Yeah.
The little water puke.
Water puke. Yeah. Piss my teeth, man.
Just carved that part definitely. Of my plate.
Garbage. Dirty, man. Yeah. Dirty shit. Yeah.
Clean your toothpaste, too, bro. That's a major key. I hate when the toothpaste gets...
Fuck, forgot about toothpaste.
Bro, when you're pushing out,
just
push it.
Just buy yours?
Nah, nigga, what?
Because I've been forgetting to buy my toothpaste for a minute, so I've been,
bro, same. I've
been sneaking to grab Julian shit.
Yeah, no, I'm about to get a symphony situation.
Yeah, man. Yeah, today, bro. I just read up on my fucking toothpaste, man. Should I damn, my man. Teeth down, man?
How you pasting, man?
I'm Sensodyne.
Yeah,
that's what's up, man.
I'm a Sensodyne, man.
They got that fluoride in there?
They do.
I don't even know what the real deal about fluoride is. My only reference is TikTok. I think an 18-year-old kid told me that it's bad for you.
Bro, this is the thing, though. Like, you see the... Shout out to everybody in London, yeah. But something over there, they don't put fluoride in the water or shit.
So I wouldn't say fluoride, is that, like, still a thing, though?
I think that's a thing, like, bro.
Still? The tobacco bankers and shit.
Yeah, I feel like that's an old London, like, you know? Because all my London niggas got good teeth, so yeah. Like, all my London people had good teeth.
Okay,
I feel like
okay,
that's an older, like, I don't know if that like wave has passed now. Cause I do remember when they say like they smoke hella cigarettes, just bad teeth. And like I remember when Tanisha first went there in like 2000, whatever, like 7 or whatever, fuck. Nah, way after that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's the first thing she said. She's like, yeah, like everyone had bad teeth. I'm like, I don't know if that's still a thing.
I just feel like the fluoride keep my teeth white, I'm with it.
Y'all shit don't be stinking this shit, man. Mm-hmm. Even with the Sensi. Even when I got the Dyne on me, that shit still be.
Which sometimes. One?
Sensodyne.
Sensodyne.
Yeah. I feel that's a nice name to call too, it.
Yeah.
You got to get the instant repair.
I'm on that damn.
What's that?
What's it called? Smile or some shit? You ever seen that shit?
Oh, yeah. Nah, that's for. I thought that shit was like the L'Oreal.
It's all the everything free, niggas. Like nothing. BPA free, nigga. Gender neutral. Fucking.
We got tooth
carbon minus, nigga. Yeah, it's all that shit. Yeah, that's what's holding me down, but sometimes you gotta use their poison, man.
Yeah, man. Sometimes the poison.
Yeah, I'm with you. Science, bro. I fuck with science.
Mm-hmm.
I fuck with science, man.
Yeah.
It takes too long to do it the other way, man. Y'all be brushing y'all teeth for like, what is it, 2 minutes each section or some shit like that?
2 minutes. They were saying 30 total. Seconds. A pop.
Is it 30 seconds? I guess two minutes total. In total then.
2 minutes total? Also, 2 minutes. Five, yeah. 30 seconds for each quarter of your mouth?
Is that it?
Yeah, I guess so. You just freestyle 2 minutes.
Just mix it up good for two minutes. It'd be too much sometimes, nigga. All the foam and shit. I'm like, get this shit out.
Yeah, bro.
I forgot to tell the story. I was brushing my teeth. Again, I ran out of my Sensodyne, so I was using Julian's Arm & Hammer shit. I'm like, bro, why are you using it? Like, you put Arm & Hammer in your fridge, like.
Not in your fucking toothpaste.
Not in your
toothpaste. I heard that baking soda bang.
Nah, I heard the baking soda bangs. He's trying to put
it on. And they got a good deodorant, too.
Word?
Arm & Hammer.
Yo, nigga, this is real shit, nigga. I'm not just talking to kick the shit.
Yeah.
I'm getting down to the nitty gritty. Word, nigga?
Word.
Yeah.
Oh, I like this shit. I didn't know that.
That's what's up, man.
So
I'm on that Schmitz.
I'm on the Live Free. I'm using this fucking body. What's this shit called? Body & Hammer.
Arm & Hammer.
I knew on my way home.
Just started yesterday.
I did. Body and a hammer, for the record, would have been sicker. So I'm using it. I'm just brushing my teeth for like 2 minutes. You know, just doing my normal thing. But like, for some reason, it gets like really thin. I don't know. The toothpaste gets thin and it kind of like slips back, like to like, you know what I mean? Behave the back of your throat. So I was just fucking brushing my teeth and the toothpaste just slipped back there, but it kind of like fucking stung me. So I choked. I just fucking coughed straight
to the mirror. A nigga got shot in the bathroom.
Literally, a nigga shot a gun with a foam gun. My whole mirror was fucked up. And I'm looking.
That's
there,
a humbling situation, bro.
I didn't do anything. It's not like I'm fucking brushing my teeth with my head looking up. I'm looking straight, bro. And this shit just went back. And I'm like, dog.
You gotta clean that, bro.
I was so mad.
Yeah,
because I definitely have to wipe it up, but I'm still not done brushing my teeth. So I'm like, yo, which comes first?
It's just a mess.
You know that's crystallizing. Looking around the bucket.
You know that's crystallizing
as we speak. Yeah, man, you got to be careful, man. You can choke on your toothpaste, man. It's for real.
That's that shit, man.
Mm-hmm. I ain't never did that.
God did a motherfucking DIY, man. Came back on these bitch-ass niggas talking shit about my IKEA skills.
Oh, did you? Oh, hell I think yeah, I saw Symphony post about it.
Yeah, the man. We did the little thing, man.
Yeah, it looked good, though.
It was one of them. Thank you, brother, man.
What did y'all do? Y'all, like, built it, like, from scratch?
Yeah, it was one of them bullshit IKEA shelves, them little $50 joints that everyone has. Mm-hmm. With them, like, they're just the whole eight spaces. Mm-hmm. So it was just that. And then this little white girl had a tutorial on YouTube Symphony found. She showed me shit. I'm like, nah, I do this shit.
I can do that shit, yeah.
Yeah, so you put the doors on it, and you fucking cut a bunch of slats and shit, and the handles, and then paint, and then the feet, and this and that. Y'all should save the nigga some money.
I like that.
Furniture is
Furniture is a lot. Furniture I was looking to get a desk.
Oh, my God.
And then I saw, similar to your situation, I saw, like, a video about...
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Buying these like separate IKEA pieces and putting them together to make a desk. Mm. And I was like, bro, that's fucking fire. Like, that's so much cheaper. But then I found a desk on Facebook Marketplace. So I just went with that. But that's a good way to save money, bro. Just buy them little joints on IKEA, put them together type shit.
It's going to take your week away, brothers. Don't get that shit. Yeah, it's going to start off as a cute couples thing that's going to turn to you fucking.
You.
Stress it. And bro, the power I held with that drill, nigga, drilling in those handles. I'm like, fuck.
Dog.
You're not going to do this. And if I fuck up, you're mad at me.
Yeah.
But still, I don't stand by me, though.
I say, what?
Stand by me, though, you know?
Like, damn, we fucked up, huh? Not me.
You know what I'm saying? Not even that, but like, yo, that too, but stand, like, literally stand by. Be in the room. Be up late hours with me. Like, don't be off, like, chilling and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, she was catching some TikToks and shit.
Yeah, nah, man. Yeah. I damn near painted this whole crib by myself. It wasn't supposed to be like that.
You painted?
Yeah, bro.
Painted? Like, wall paint? Like, the walls and shit? Damn, that's what's up.
This shit was yellow in here, bro.
Damn. You felt confident going into that?
Yeah, how about that?
I didn't, but I was like, yeah, fuck it. Let me try. And then the first room was like the learning room. You know what I mean? It's not as great. Mm. But by the time I hit the second room, I was locked in.
You got a system and shit. You're breaking out a system. Hey, you don't want to set those up because the baseboard is going to drip down and shit. Get the tape like this.
Yep. Tape that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got to go ahead and just do shit sometimes, man.
Bro, even if you bring in a nigga sandwiches, man, like, you know what I mean? Dog, nothing like some food, man.
Yeah.
Am I right, fellas? I don't mind doing that, but I feel you like, I'm on my fucking, my back. Oh, man, that's the thing.
Your back, nigga.
My back.
My back.
My back, bro.
That's like, the highlight of every DIY. Yo. My fucking back on that one, man.
You don't even know. It's
always, nigga, a degree of back pain, nigga. You remember how much your back hurt? Mm-hmm. That motherfucking DIY.
Oh, my God.
I woke up stiff as a Cheeto, gang.
Nah. Oh,
my spine was on straight.
I don't really fuck with Cheetos.
That ain't pee.
I don't like the big puff ones, but the skinny joints.
Mm-mm. You know what, man? I came around, man. I'm fucking with that puff. If anything, they both made me sick, but
word. It's been a minute. It's been a minute.
Yeah. I was on that crunchy Cheeto for sure. And so I saw I saw niggas burning it, and then it was lighting like a cigarette. It was burning like a cigarette. It was very strange.
Yeah, like you could smoke it.
You know what you're getting into with a bag of chips, not a motherfucking thing.
If you light fire to my shit, I expect it to burn still.
Okay, I get you.
It was very fucking, what's the word? It was very manufactured. That was a product.
I'm ending my McDonald's arc, man. I feel like I'm hitting my old people shit. Like, I don't eat that shit.
That's what you think.
How long has it been, though?
What you mean?
You know what I mean.
Yeah, how long has it been since you've been to the Mick?
To the Mick?
The Mick.
It hasn't been super long. Maybe like a month.
You micking it down here in the old, man?
First off, hell yeah. Second off, how dare you? Nigga say he's been off for a month and you say he's over it, bro.
Because the last few times that my girl went, I just didn't want nothing. I was like, I'm good.
That's what's up, man.
Because you got to go to get McDonald's. Someone can't bring it home for you. That's weird.
Yeah, that's 90 bro, shit.
No.
Of course I'm getting it. What do you mean? Anybody else driving in?
Oh, so she's just going to go get it?
Yeah, so we'll be on road or whatever. She'll be like, oh, I want to get McDonald's. We'll go to McDonald's.
Because it wasn't your idea. That's the thing. McDonald's has to be your idea.
Am I wrong? Nah, niggas early 2000s shit. Niggas said McDonald's.
That's for sure. I'm talking about like after these like, yeah, these days. But these days, bro, like I'll never just say, I'm not adding on my order. I'm saying, yo, I'm going to McDonald's. I don't care what anyone else in here is doing.
Because it's only when that marketing hits you. Like, it's like a one brain situation. You know what I mean? We're not going there for health and shit. But when that marketing hits you, you need that McDonald's.
Let me tell you something, boys.
This nigga be going, I'm like, fine.
Yeah.
But when I'm going to get that,
I'm like, woof.
I don't know. I feel you. I just find myself saying no more than yes. It used to always be yes.
That's good. Be strong, brother. Be strong, man. I went to the drive-thru the other day at McDonald's. You asked me if I can get it. I was duh.
Hello?
First off, the States deals. Mm-hmm. I remember my first time coming to the States.
300 nuggets for 10 bucks.
Five boons.
You got $3 in trunk space?
I remember the first time I came to the States, first thing I did was compare our McDonald's menu. I'm like, yo, you can get that much for that? It was fucking insane. Last night,
I heard McDonald's tastes better here.
Huh?
I heard it tastes better here.
It does taste better in Canada because I think we're sourcing it from our farms. America did. So what? I'm still eating it. You dig? I'm going to get it today.
You dig it.
So I'm in the drive-thru. I'm just trying to see what I want. I see this amazing deal. They say buy one Big Mac, one quarter pounder, or one junior chicken. Or sorry, not junior chicken. 10-piece nuggets. Any one of those three, buy them separate. You get any one of those three for $1.
Oh.
Yeah, they're trying to get that food out.
Yeah. That's a clearance fucking sale right there.
They're just trying to feed the streets. Like, bro, $1? Their reward app is crazy.
I don't got that.
Their reward app, you sign in, it'll say, hey, Jermaine, go get a fucking Big Mac for a bone. For no reason. You just open the app.
Really,
you go
that.
Into the drive-thru and they say, are you using the code? They're using the app today. You say, actually, I am. DCBC. Yeah. She typed that in. Yeah. Your order is at the door. It's already paid. Yeah.
DCBC.
That's just a code I made up. Random generator.
You got to get the app sometimes, man.
You got to get the
app. They take care of you when you're on the app.
You need it. Apps be having like hella discounts, man. And I don't have an American app store. So I'm losing out on all these points, man.
God damn. You've been attacking at Chick-fil-A? Speaking of points.
Not too much, but yeah, I'm over it. I already redeemed some points. So let me see what I'm at. I already redeemed my burger, man.
Chick-fil-A got points and shit?
Brother, you don't even know what I have over it.
They'll send you some personal shit, too. Like a specific manager will send you, Sheldon, here's a sandwich.
Yeah.
From Matt down the street. Okay. Come fuck with us.
Really?
OMG.
Wow.
I go get like me that. Chick-fil-A biscuit right now.
For the free?
Yeah.
Man, Sheldon, you might have ran into... You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Let me just say, it's always a trip when you run into somebody and they get thick on you.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember you like this.
Yeah. It is a trip, man. And, you know, I just pray that it's of their own decision. You feel me?
That's what's up.
Because, hey, man, some people want to get thick. Some people want to get thick. And, you know, that's a look they're trying to get. So it's a trip, though. Nigga told me I got taller. I ain't know what to say.
So yeah, you.
Yeah, man.
Brother. You got earrings, right?
Thanks, brother.
At some point, you have to understand, like past 10 years, don't tell me what changed, nigga. A lot has changed.
You got your eyebrow pierced, nigga? Fuck.
Yeah, that's just awkward, man. I don't like running into people sometimes, especially when they don't know how to like respond properly.
The gym is such a tricky place, man.
Why is that?
I ran into, shout out to my boy Tajan. I ran into Tajan today. Mm. At the gym, and it was a quick, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's up? You good? All right, enjoy your workout. And I'm like, that's, oh boy. You know what I'm saying?
That's responsible. Because, like, that's it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, we're here to do something, bro. Like,
that's it.
We ain't here to fucking talk and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, but then you meet some other people and they try to be having conversations with you. And it's like, bro, come on, man. Like, nah, I got to add 10 more minutes. And I was trying to get 10 minutes back.
They lean on the machinery and shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? The gym is not the place for conversation, bro.
It's a lot of good seats in there if you're trying to chill, though. I gotta say.
It's real, bro.
If you're trying to kick off and have a chat, niggas.
I gotta catch myself sometimes, bro. I be on my phone like in between sets.
Sitting backwards on the fucking you know chest extension.
Yeah, bro. It's bad.
What's y'all dream situation like this past couple nights, weeks?
Yo, I'm not gonna lie on some like just honest shit. I've been having a lot of sex in my dreams lately. I don't know why. Twice a week.
Shut up.
Yeah, like fucking
this is an erotica podcast now.
I don't know.
So I had four piercings and I was fine with it. It's like I knew they were there the whole time.
But I didn't sit too fast.
And I woke up, I felt they were missing.
Oh my God.
I hate that.
What about y'all?
Go ahead, go ahead. Sorry, if you I don't know if you want to get into detail.
Nah, I'm not gonna get into it. What about y'all?
That nigga passed it off quick.
Yo, it's a lot of in-between dreams where I'm like awake and asleep. And like, I used to be good about writing down my dreams. And that's when I'm like, really, that's when I could really tell you. But as soon as I wake up, I start forgetting that shit. I'm going to get back into it, man.
I'm starting.
The thing about that shit for me.
Tell me.
What's the benefit?
It took a long time for me to start seeing some of the benefits or even just seeing a point in it. I don't know. You just feel more tapped in with yourself. You just remember those like thoughts that are going through your mind. Like everything that you're dreaming about is like, you know, that's like a part of you that just you forget about. You wake up, you forget about it. But like as you continue to write that stuff down, I don't know. I started to have more control in my dreams and shit too. And like sort of I can decide what I want to dream. I just felt more tapped in. But like it does take effort to wake up and write down a bunch of bullshit. Sometimes you'd be writing nothing. I'm like, all right, boom. So
you write it hand or you like... type it
hand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It never works for me writing on my phone.
I feel like I could type it out. I'll type it out maybe, right? I feel like I'm gonna lose it.
Well, that's where I was going with it, man, because I feel like we live a double life in a weird way. I think in my dreams, I do a lot of like, don't get me wrong, I'm like, me and Megan Thee Stallion went on dates and shit. Like, that's other shit, right? Like, that's me forcing myself to go to sleep. I'll dream or whatever. I'm like, Megan look good. But like I'll think of things that I have to do in my life or like that's on like my agenda to do. And I'll have a dream of like me, let's say I got to do my taxes. I'll have a dream of like me as an accountant. And I'm like, fuck, like that's something I have to do. So it like bothers me. So it's like,
oh, okay. So they kind of act as reminders.
Yeah. Like I've been meaning to have a conversation with my dad. So like today when I took a nap, I had this conversation with my dad, but in the midst of like,
wow.
It was like in the midst of like a hectic scene. Cause I guess it's a hectic conversation. It's not even a crazy conversation, but I was asking Julian today. I was just like, yo, I was talking to the bro today. And I'm like, yo, do you think it's possible to line up your dreams with someone to say, yo, meet me in this like dream or this place at this time, like when both of us are sleeping?
Nah, I'm gonna say no on that one.
Yeah, brother, I don't even.
I'm right. I don't even know what is what anyway, nigga, but yeah, my hunch is no.
Because you remember that one dream.
Yeah, it was a weird situation. We had the exact same dream.
We had the exact same dream.
Same night.
Okay. The exact same night. And I was my
question. Y'all wasn't together in the dream, though.
But he was. I was with him. But he didn't know I'm with him. But he was in my dream. I was in his dream.
So dream figure you was with Dream.
Jermaine was in my dream. I was in his dream. But I'm like.
And the same thing was going down.
It wasn't the same thing happening. But it was just.
The same thing happening.
And my dream happened to me and his dream happened to him. And I was just chilling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was just like, yeah, like, fuck. Like, what if we're tapped into a point where, like, are you able to go to your dream and say, yo, I know we're dreaming right now? Probably not, like, some game shit, but, like, I don't know.
Isn't that, like, astral? Is that not lucid dreaming where you know you're dreaming?
I don't know if two people can astral project. Like, what if a couple could astral project and then look at their street and say, yo, I'm out. Are you out at the same time? Are you waiting for them to pop out? Like,
brother. I don't even.
There's a lot of questions, man. So it's almost like Doctor Strange. I don't know if you guys seen Doctor Strange when he would come out of his body and like he was like moving a little bit slower, but he's seeing his physical self there. And I'm just like, yo, like fuck. My question to why that even came out was like, yo, I wonder where are we when we're sleeping? Where's our mind at right now?
I don't know, man. A lot of questions. But man, I will say when we were locked up during the pandemic. That was like my escape.
I think it said that was my escape, man.
Going to bed and just having a good dream.
Yeah.
Like I stumbled on astral projection on some chill shit by accident. I heard a little bit about it, but I wasn't too familiar with it. But I was like it almost happened a couple times. And then it always like, I'd like cancel it. I would fucking get scared. And I was like, nah, nigga, I don't know what the fuck is happening, but fuck that. Right. And then this one time I just like went with it, and I was fucking up and down and around and shit. And then I'm like, oh, what the fuck was that? And then two elderly people I spoke to, they're like, no, no. Don't.
Oh, so you told them like what happened? They were like, don't do that.
Yeah, yeah. And just like, what? You fucking.
But the crazy part about that dream, right? Duh. I was sleeping in my room now. And I can't remember who told who first, but I was going to tell the nigga, he was going to tell me type of shit, right? I told him that at some point early in the morning, and I knew what time was because I can see the sun. And the point is, I was right on time. I felt something in my room. So I kind of like, I woke up. But you know when you wake up to the point where you're like, I'm up and I can fucking give it a little bit more energy and wake up? Or just say, fuck it all, go back to bed?
Just taking a peek.
Yeah, you know, I took a peek because I felt something in my room just standing at my door. And then whatever, I go back to sleep and I wake up now. And then like he tells me and he's saying, yo, he came to my room to check me. And I'm like, yo, that's a weird. I eyes were watering. I'm like, yo, what
wait,
the
Jermaine's
fuck?
Came to
you? Yeah, I was like, just, you know what I mean, floating around and shit. I'm like, all right, let me check his room. I was some chill shit.
Whoa, what the fuck?
And I just remember feeling something. I'm like, yo, like, I feel like I'm being like, I don't know, like, looked at it, just, I felt something enough to wake me up. And like, if I astral projected right there, would I have scared him?
So what the fuck? What the fuck? What
are you
doing on your body,
Well, I know, man. A lot of questions.
I was about to say, how do you activate astral projection?
Niggas be talking about using like sound, binaural beats or some shit like that. And like, they always say you should be in a state where you're like not too tired, where you're just going to straight fall asleep. That's why for me, every time I felt like it was going to happen, it was like in the morning time, I woke up already, held a Chris. I'm just laying in bed, whatever. I'm like kind of, I just started dozing off. It always happened around that time. It never really at night. It's very strange, man. You start to hear hella ringing and shit. Fucking, you feel like your whole body's vibrating. The times I got shook, I canceled it. It was like, it's just me being pretty much having sleep paralysis. I couldn't move for a little bit. I was like, yo, what the fuck is going on? What the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
But because I was scared, it was like, I was scaring myself. So I woke up like, what the fuck was that? That shit was scary. But then this other time I was just, I'm telling you, the pandemic now, I was just so bored. I'm like, nigga, let's go.
We just fucking mastered
this shit. I didn't even know what I was, you know what I mean? I was just, I was just go with it. And it was like the same thing, but this time I wasn't scared and I just started fucking floating around and shit.
Right.
It was like the same place, but like the skies were, I don't know, the skies were different and shit. And I was saying peace to niggas and shit like that.
I'm going to do some research, man.
Yeah, I don't know too, nigga. I know some niggas on YouTube would be like, yeah, it's all great and gravy, but be careful. Evil spirits. Like, all right.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, for real.
I don't need to be in all that. Haters might say it's just a very good dream. It may be.
There has to be, I don't know, I watch a lot of movies, but there has to be another realm. There has to be another place. This can't be the only thing. Like, niggas are, bro.
This shit is too whack to be it.
That ain't
you know what I'm saying? Like, this is
too, this shit is too whack to be it.
You know what I mean? Like, bro, this is not it. Even the other day when we were talking about where does our conscious come from? Like, tell me fucking, oh, this nigga sounds crazy as hell asking this question. Like, whatever. It clearly comes from, like, rah, rah, rah. But where does it come from?
Right. Well, let me ask you again. After he does his whole report, nigga. Yeah, but like, where do it come from, though?
Bro, you're not hearing me, bro. Where?
Man, y'all having these reoccurring dreams? I feel like we talked about this, but... Yeah or no?
No. No? I've been having reoccurring dreams.
Nah,
bro.
Yeah?
Yeah, 100%. Wait, why are you saying
that? We talked to our uncle, and he's like... He was talking about his reoccurring dream.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
Remember he said he used to be on the street. He's walking down the street, and he sees, like, two big dogs or some shit. And then, like, he, like, always run away from them. And then one time he just fucking ripped the jar open.
Yeah.
And then, like, he started having that dream. He
fucking ripped the jaw open.
He ripped the dog's jaw?
He ripped the dog's because every time he had that dream, he'd, like, get super scared and fucking run away. The dog would eat him or some crazy shit. He was scared of this thing, and then he kept fucking being intimidated by it and fucked up, whatever. And there's one time he's just like, oh, fuck these dogs. Just rip open more. So I kept having these dreams of being in high school and not knowing my fucking timetable and shit. I didn't know where I was or what was going on. It was beer anxiety. I'm like, where the fuck am I supposed to be? Where? Like, what is going on? Everyone knows their shit, not me. Mm-hmm. And then, nigga, I kept fucking having it. Same school, same everything. And then the next dream, I just... Or graduated. And this time Tremont was there. Oh, it was orientation. We're in orientation in college or university. Okay. So it was like a step up. And I haven't had the high school dream since.
Just straight college dreams only.
Nah, no more. That was it.
Oh, that was it?
I haven't haven't had it. And it was like shit that I had to do and like, you know, graduate from.
Do you feel like you have to have some type of real world experience in some way to have a certain type of dream?
What do you mean?
One more time?
Like, do you feel like you had to experience some aspect of your dream to like actually dream it?
I don't think so.
Nah,
I don't
think so. For example, like you had this high school dream, you kept having it for a minute, and then you finally graduated, you go to college, and then that stopped.
Yeah.
Because you don't have much experience in college as you did in high school, maybe.
But I'm not having this continuous dream of this repeating dream of being lost in high school. It was like months will go by and I have this dream again. Months will go by, this dream again. A year later, this dream again. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is it with this dream?
Okay.
Kept having the same shit. And then this one time,
damn, I'm like, you remember that too, eh?
Yeah, I was like, I'm just like, oh, it's a regular. Oh, I had one of those dreams again. And then this one time, yeah, like I said, we're doing orientation in college. It was like we graduated, and then yeah, the shit stopped. And I don't know. Maybe it's just like it's a metaphor I could think of. So it could be just my fucking mind putting that shit together. Like, oh, you got to stop doing this. You got to start doing that. You got to like, you know, fix these things up until I did it. And then I just felt like I knew I did it. And was like, I don't know. Cool shit. And that's why you should write your dreams down.
Yeah.
Right.
That's another
reason. Cause you know,
you just notice the patterns and shit. Yeah.
It's trying to say something. But back to my question of where's our country come from? Because
I don't know,
out.
Nigga.
Hear me out.
You want to hear us?
What?
Nigga. Every time he asks, we get quiet. So what y'all think about chips, nigga?
Right, that's cool. But listen.
Where is it, though? Like, y'all not hearing me?
My thing is, like, what's asking us these questions? You know what I'm saying? Like, because clearly I have recurring dreams all the time, and some of them I'm like, all right, what the fuck? Like, what does this mean? Like, this doesn't even make any sense. Like, to a point where I'm like, yo, I have no idea. So I'm trying to figure it out. I have recurring dreams where I'm like, fuck, that was crazy. And I can say, oh, I know why. Like, that's because I'm scared, and that's because I'm afraid of that. I would never want this to happen. Like, shit like that. But there's certain ones where I'm like, yo, what is this trying to tell me? Like, who's talking to me through? Like, who am I talking to?
You, probably.
Yeah. You guys have a lot of nightmares?
No, not really.
Not really, no.
I want to.
Want to, yeah.
It used to be a regular thing, though.
Yeah.
But really? Now I'd be chill. Yeah. It was like, you roll the dice, it was like a 50-50 chance you get a fucking fucked up dream.
Interesting.
But nah.
My thing is, I always know what I want to do in my dreams, but I know my dreams won't allow me to do it sometimes. So that would make me afraid. So if a nigga's trying to push me, like let's just say Michael Myers is in my dream. He's always have nightmares of Michael Myers,
and I was like, "You got to stab that nigga."
Yeah. He bitten about me now. Yeah.
Yo, you know what's crazy?
He ain't there no more. I crashed in my sleep one day because I was like, "Yo, I was just older now.
Enough is enough.
Enough's enough." I'm just like, "Yo, I got to a point where yo he stabbed me like." Or right before he gets to me, he'll grab me and then like I wake up. So I've had all the dreams where I'm like, yo, I'm kind of not afraid of it. So like, yo, let me just see what happens if I punch this guy's head off. Feels like just fucking swung. I hit him first and that was it. Like it doesn't like now like that's not.
And then it stops.
Someone coming to me like is not afraid of like it'll happen here and there, but it's the same outcome every
damn,
time.
That's crazy. Remember, that's I don't know if you had these two, but as a kid, like my sister had these two dolls. The fucking scariest like. Real baby-sized dolls that can, like, stand up and shit. Yeah, all that fucking... I think one was, like, Cricket. One name was Cricket. One was Buddy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fucking had a tape in the back. And, yeah, it's very fucking creepy.
Mm-hmm.
We had those in the crib, and I would always have dreams of those things chasing us around the house. And fucking floating around. Oh, my God. But then, just, you know, one day enough was enough. I was scrapping them.
Yeah.
And those dreams are pretty much done after that.
Yeah. Cricket from the 80s. Yeah.
Nah, bro.
Yeah, nah. It was just it was one of those because Chucky was on there. So like, as kids, we know what to expect from this. You know what I'm saying?
like ain't no good vibes.
No good vibes. Like, dog, I've seen Chucky all the way to a point where I watched my man's get married. That was crazy. I'm like, dog, I watched.
Seen that nigga come up, man. Like, you know what I mean? Still happy for that nigga, man.
So I swung his body. I think dreams are important. I really do want to write them down, but like, I do remember a lot of them, and I say them right away. So I set them in a timeline of my life now. So it's like I kind of remember dreams as I talk about them. But
you should try it.
Yeah, I'm gonna try it still, man. I have been dreaming a lot lately. I'm not gonna lie, like pretty much every night.
And I remember the time we used to ask you, and you said you don't dream at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Bro, like maybe it's just because you need to hear that other nigga's dream, and it's possible. Because
yeah.
I feel like I'm remembering maybe 10% of my dreams, like right before I wake up. Cause that's the only time I remember before I wake up and before I'm about to go to bed. Mm. I'll know before I'm dreaming. I'm like, oh, I'm about to knock. Like this. So
the dream wait, before started. You wait, wait, what? Before I, you wake up from the dream.
One time in my life, I was having a dream while my body was still like awake. So I'm hearing niggas like, what's going on outside of me? But I'm dreaming. And I'm like, I can kind of hear two things. It was the weirdest thing ever.
Okay. Mm. Interesting.
So there's sometimes where I know like, oh, like my mind is, you ever been so tired and you're like almost, you're borderline hallucinating?
Mm-hmm. You're just making shit up in your head. And like, you're not even making shit up. It's just happening.
That's exactly what it feels like. I've been so tired to the point where I'm like trying to keep it cool and just trying to stay up. And I'm like, dog, I am so fucking tired. I really just said like, if someone asks you a question, just be like, oh yeah, where'd you put it? Probably on top of the mountain. Huh?
Fuck, yeah,
that's what you wake up. What's up, huh? What's the word you need to get?
Nigga, the damn Future video.
Oh, that, yeah.
Delirious, tired.
Oh,
the hallucinating
shit.
That, yeah, nigga, that was it.
Really?
That was
it.
I couldn't sleep in that car because I know how tired he was. Dog, it was like 7, and I was like 9 in the morning,
No,
bro.
I slept on the way home.
Huh?
I slept on the way home. I was driving, nigga. I was out.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember.
I know those ones. I know those ones. That was just, bro.
God got me.
Dog, it was 9 a.m., bro. And our bodies were literally in autopilot. Everything was funny. For a second, I'd be hearing things like thinking he said something. Huh? He said nothing.
Oh, I say nothing, bitch. That's the third time, too, nigga.
Dog, super tired, man. I've been there. So it's like, that's a point where you kind of feel yourself like starting to dream and you're like, all right, like, that's when you can just super lean into it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm like, throughout the rest of the night, I'm on autopilot mode. What's going on?
And you know what, nigga? Mm. You be getting answers in your dream.
Yeah.
Shit you be wondering. Yeah. Like, you put in your mind, like, how do I fucking, especially like working on projects or like, yeah, even just life situations, but a lot of projects. I'm like, how do I do that? How do I angle this? How do we fucking, you know what I mean? I can't figure it out in my waking hours, but I'm like, I'm going to bed with it. I'm paying attention to my dreams. I'm like, yo. Either that inspired me or that makes perfect sense and like as good as is.
That's fire.
But a lot of shit. I'd be just dozing off. I'm like, oh, fuck, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Subconscious be working it out while your conscious mind is like, you know what I mean? You think you got it all figured out.
Very
your subconscious mind knows that shit. Meditating too, same shit.
Yeah.
A lot of answers come to you meditating.
Bro.
Yeah.
Especially them tired meditations. I'd be, oh.
Yeah. And I wish I should do more of that, man, because I'd be like, not to say I'm me trying too, to be a man. Monk or a guru.
Nah.
But
it's not about all that.
This is where I'm going with it, though. Because they be really trying to leave their physical body. Yo, they for real be trying to leave like, their body, like their physical body. Nah. Like,
there's definitely stories of people who just get too caught up into astral projecting where they're just like cutting niggas off just to project. Like, just like they get so good at it. You can become so good at it to the point where you're just like, yo, I'm gonna project right now.
Yeah.
And they're gone, bro. Like,
but that's real. Yeah, you can get too deep in that shit.
Imagine I take you guys out on this astral projection tour. Mm-hmm. And I run a business, right? I just figured out a way to make niggas astral project.
How much you getting them for?
It's not in the pop.
What you did?
That's just 10 minutes.
You raise the price when they're half asleep.
This is gonna cost another 40. You good for?
Yeah, sure. Whatever, nigga.
Okay, that's a concept, first off. Like, that's kind of like Interception or Inception. I was watching football. Inception with niggas just in the suitcase, nigga Leonardo DiCaprio just going off of this I don't know what was in the suitcase that made him just go into this dream world.
Oh, I gotta watch that as an adult, actually.
You gotta watch that again, huh?
Yeah, I was a fucking snobby teen.
I've never seen that movie. I gotta watch it.
What?
Inception.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
You watched
it
proper?
Yeah, I had to do it like 15 times, nigga. I finally got it.
What?
I kept falling asleep.
Oh, fuck. Your brain just gets too challenged. Like, it'll overheat.
What the fuck? And,
okay, let me hold on to this part. Let me just say this real quick. Watching a movie, like, I dream all the time. Watching a movie, I sometimes have to know what I watch because I'm like, I'm going to dream about this. When I watch Inception, fucked up dreams. Absolutely shredded dreams.
Oh, my
dreams,
God.
Like, and falling asleep to that, like, because I fell asleep on a plane. That's the scariest place to have a dream. Because I wake up. And, okay. So, what was I saying?
You dreaming right now?
Where am I? I just came back. Fuck Jermaine. So, I'm charging niggas 6 and 9.
Tour. Yeah.
Right? you go do this tour, imagine seeing like whatever you can imagine in this world. And then coming back to this fucking world where niggas are saying, oh yeah, gas is this much. Niggas is charging this much for this. Rent in Toronto is fucking $5. I would like, you know what I mean? This world is like, you see that there's more to it. So I do see the appeal of niggas like going to that route and saying like, yeah, I like, why would I want to be here in this world?
Yeah, I feel that shit. And that's what I was talking about with the pandemic. I'm like, nigga, let's see.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah,
so let's check it out. You definitely have to keep a conscious foot in, mm-hmm. you know, this reality or this, yeah. like, society, like, this matrix, if you want to call it. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know. You start to learn certain things about, like, learn certain truths, and then you're like, damn, this shit is whack, nigga. And you're mentally, like, checked out, but also, like, you're still living it every fucking day. So you got to, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, have that balance. And, you know,
that's real.
You want to be able yeah. to still talk to people and communicate, not outcast yourself and shit.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. sometimes you can see, like, I was starting to see how, like, some crazy people, quote unquote, would like start to make sense. I'm like, oh fuck, I see what you're saying, but you're just gone too far.
You're gone too far. I do yeah. agree. I'm like, yo, you gotta stay here. So like, I come back, I'm like,
you know what I mean? Like,
you know what I mean? Like,
1 foot in, 1 foot out. Like, yeah, you can explore that, tell stories and shit. You know what I mean? But
the Jeep
yeah.
Cherokee still dropping in 2023. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
We'll still need that material.
Chick-fil-A just dropped the spicy thing, so like I'm still
finna bust it down and shit in the real world.
What the fuck? Lemon pepper, grandpa back. Like, yeah, I'm gonna need
bust
it.
Bust down your avatar.
It's crazy because I remember when PlayStation, not to jump ship, when PlayStation first announced PlayStation Home,
yeah.
like I felt like my mind was so ahead of like, dog, you can do all this. And then it came out, I'm like, what this the is fuck? So trash.
Oh my God.
Have you
God.
Seen the documentary
so
on this?
So disappointed. No. Where is it?
There's a doc?
I'll try to find it. It's a good documentary about it, yeah.
Untold, huh?
All kind of one, bitch.
Crazy.
Man.
Crazy, yeah. man.
Good times.
Damn, the story.
Man. Yeah. I think I remember when he asked him that question. I'm going for
what?
Niggas, when he asked him for a question for some money to send his kid
yeah,
to school.
Yeah. Oh, I don't recall he ever asked me that, but I feel torn up that I said no if I did.
Yeah, for
but
sure.
But you did, nigga.
Slime. I'd be like, all right, bet. Run it right now.
I am so sorry that I can't right now.
I don't even know what you're saying. Why did Astro project? You had a battle.
Nah, that shit was, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good times, man.
Yeah.
Good fucking times.
Crazy.
But I'm excited for the future.
You know what I'm saying, man? We're coming fresh off that episode 116. Feature my brother, Jazz Cartier. We in the building with it. Solid episode. 10 out of 10, the streets are saying.
We locked in.
I say the same if you ask me.
Amen. Man, let's dive up into the Discord, man. I see y'all getting down and communicating and communicizing. I'm appreciating it. That warms my heart to see y'all in there having fun and shit, man. And I feel like I feel like a fucking uncle sometimes, man.
Why?
We're just like, I'm just, tech is leaving me and shit. There's just certain aspects. I'm like, man, I just can't be in the Discord and shit.
You guys have plugged to understand.
For a long time. Like, I'm like, wait, what's going on? Hold on, y'all said 10 things.
With Discord, I'd love to use it more in like talking. I was using it a lot more when I was streaming, but it is a real hands-on thing that requires a lot, man. But y'all know we fuck with you, man. That's the bottom line.
You're locked in, man. Man, let's get into this recording from Sarah Sachis. I apologize if I said that wrong.
My question is, when you have days where you don't feel like doing anything, how do you process or maneuver in those feelings and just do it anyway? Or do you just not do it?
I had one of those days today, man. I took a nap, man. You gotta give your body, like, you know, obviously sometimes you have deadlines where you can't just do that, but the days that you have, take it for yourself, man, because I honestly had nothing. I'm just like, yeah, I'm gonna take a nap, man.
I think I always give it a try, and just, if I get burnt out, I get burnt, and I just take it. I'm sorry, I'm out. At least I tried, you know?
Yeah, I tried, I do a bit of both. There are definitely times where I'm like, yo, today, you know what? Nothing is happening, and it's all good. Those days are important, man, and I really feel powered up. I mean, there are times where you have to keep working through it.
You just do it. Prioritize your list, because everything can't be number one. Like, let's be real. You know what I mean? Like, everything can't be at the top. So what's most important? Knock that out. And then you just start working with it, man. Don't be afraid to push it back.
Yeah, for sure. I'm pretty defensive with my time, man. Mm-hmm. I notice my fucking heart drops when a nigga says, hey, man, I need you here at this time. I don't like that shit. I don't know, I get just for that flexibility. You definitely need that break, man. And I feel like no one's going to look out for you as much as you will. Defend your time. Make your space. Get better, feel better, then get back into it. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be doing half-ass work with your mood's in the gutter, you know what I mean? New Rule 101's question.
Shout out Random Order. Shout out Toronto. Shout out Jay, Trey, Sheldon, and Faye Tana, the human bandana. I haven't seen that guy in a while, but here's my question. I am from Kansas City, Missouri. I attend the School of Dentistry at UMKC over here. And I just want to know, because your guys' podcast is my favorite podcast to listen to while I'm working.
Hell yeah. We like
dent. Why are you guys always hating on the dentists, man? It's really discouraging, bro. It hurts.
Man, why are we hating on the dentists?
Thank you.
We weren't hating on the dentists.
Yeah, you gotta film it, bro. Y'all niggas took four of my shit. Y'all got four of my teeth. Y'all, I'll give you an address, man. But it's not that I hate it. It's just I don't like going to get hurt.
Yeah, man. You know what? I respect a professional in their field. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, woo-hoo, you run into the scammy. Like, yeah, they're good at their job, but they're also trying to run you for the little, get you for the little five. You know what I mean? You go around and you can tell who's really, really in it for the right reasons.
Yeah.
And they really want to be there. And those are the ones that I'm like, all right, man, it's all love.
Yeah.
I pay what I got to pay. Back and I you know what I mean? I should be able to trust you. But sometimes it's just like, do I really need that shit?
Yeah.
You lying ass.
They could be telling the truth, man, but you got to understand. Like, I walked in to go get a cleaning. The man tells me I have a cavity. And he's like, yo, I'm going to need 15 from you. I'm going to book you in for next week. That's straight. I said, whoa, bro.
Hold on, fast talk.
Hold on, D-man. Come on. And the thing is, like, you go in for your appointment. You're, you know what I mean? The dentist comes in. They clean you or whatever. And then you got the big blood say, I'm going to get my big OG to come through. Let me know you're straight. So I'm like, all right, whatever. And this nigga come up in there, don't even know me, talking about I'm going to use this mirror and shit. I'm like, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
Tell me I need a root canal. I'm like, bro, I just met you. And you asked me for 20.
Because he's in charge of the rent, nigga. That's the nigga. That's what he's going to tell you.
He just came from the office.
You're due for a rent payment. You're going to need to take four of those out. First, I'll come in and just touch me up like we've been straight for the last 45.
And nigga just come in. My name is Dr. Harmon. You already in your mouth?
Mind if I rub your jaw?
I'm like, bro, me and Jenny already straight. She went to university. Yeah. You
she didn't tell me about her kids.
Where your diploma at, man? You went to DeRay, nigga.
I respect you guys, but it's a scary place. That's it. You guys took four of my teeth. I had braces. Like, it's like, you know, you rinse my pockets, you rinse my mouth, you know?
Well said.
Quote it. Yeah.
And the TVs be old, man. Hey,
upgrade
your shit, man. Nah. You making money in them.
Yeah, I feel the same
put
way.
Put your money where your mouth is. Sure.
My dentist had bottom grills, and he said it was his choice. Permanent gold.
Oh, really?
Out here in Florida, yeah.
That's fine.
Different. Man, we got one from the one and only.
The one and only, Sir Eagleton.
Wagwan people, Sir Eagleton here. Relationships. What I'm about to say is not really the best thing to say, but some friends that I have, I dread when they get in relationships. Because when they get in relationships, it's like they got bagged and they're in pen and they ain't coming out for a minute.
When
he gets booed up, it's all smiles, honeymoon flavors. You know what I'm saying? He's happy, so I'm happy. And I'm like, hey, yo, who's that? Who is this guy, yo?
Love my man.
But then after a while, it gets a bit long. Ain't hear from him in the GC. He ain't linking up with the man them. He ain't at the motives. He's with his bae. Fair enough. Just over a year later, man breaks up with his bae. Oh no, unfortunate. But now he's all in the GC, laughing emojis, all laughing. And then emotions hit him and now he's bawling and he wants a shoulder to cry on. Obviously, everyone's different. But me personally, when my boy goes ghost because he's in a relationship and then that relationship ends and he comes back like he ain't disappeared for a year and a bit, how am I supposed to feel? How do you guys feel in that situation?
Yo, big blood. Hey, hey. Big blood.
Hey. I'm sorry about the queen.
Listen.
I'm sorry about the queen. Sending my condolences. What up, mom, bro? We gotta get on the phone with him.
Come on, man.
Yeah, for real. Facts.
It's always great to hear from Sir Eagleton, man.
I just about to say that, man.
Man, he put together that segment, man. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's beautiful.
I think we might need the Sir Eagleton segment.
We may need it. We told him that, too. We told him that. So,
damn.
Shout out my big brother, man.
That's a good question, brother, first off.
Yeah. Let that sink in.
Damn. Who hadn't seen that shit.
Man, who had it? That's a fact.
And who hasn't been the ghost man?
I think I've been the ghost man. I don't think it was too heavy like that.
Not heavy. It's just times when I got to make that decision. That's it. It ain't like an all the time thing. Or
my
like,
thing is, niggas like, gonna know. I got into a serious one after I graduated high school, and then I left. Yeah. I got into a relationship where I was just like, I was a little bit more spending time with her type beat. But I remember a big part of me was always like, ghost. Yeah, that's the most ghost. But a part of me always said, fuck, man, these guys look like they're having fun. This nigga's laughing with Julian, ordering pizza. Like, I never wanted to leave, but I'm like, I do want to spend time with her. But I'm like, fuck, man, these niggas ordering pizza, nigga. Like,
you're just torn, man.
You're torn, but I have seen some men completely strip that and not even show a little bit of like, show me that you want to hang with the guys. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't even about that, but it's just like, some people just really be moving real like tight fast. So it's like scary. True. So it's like, I know, you know, we're going to be here after, but it's like, you can just still slow down a little bit.
Yeah.
But I never take it personal. I don't know. I'm just going to be chilling. Like, it's when you know what's going to happen, like, I feel like you're kind of, you know what's expected. You know how to act.
So you feel like it can never be like a personal thing. Like you could never feel there's never a situation where it's like, okay, bro, you're OD with it.
Yeah, some guys are going to be. I think there's a limit. I think there's a point where it's, hey, it gone too far, man. You're turning full of fear, man.
Yeah.
You can't like lose your fucking, you can't lose. It's getting tired, nigga. It's not 30. You can't like lose yourself in that situation, fucking become the relationship.
Yeah.
Some man got too far, and it's like, I can't. Mm. Like, you're smacking some sense into him. Yo, wake up, man. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
One foot in, one foot out, nigga.
Yeah. Because it's hard to talk to a nigga when he in that stage.
You gotta talk to him when he's out.
So it's like, you gotta talk to him when he's out, but sometimes people get out too late or they never get out. But it's just like, it's hard to talk to someone that's really like, some people really be in a relationship and it's like they're wrapped in a spell where it's like, you can't talk to this nigga right now because he's too defensive when it comes to that. But it's like, a lot of it's like, yo, you gotta let people just do their own thing. But yeah, I don't know, man. Like, it's not, sometimes I just think I'm not the guy to like pull him out of that situation. Like, you gotta see, I'll let you know like what I think, but.
Yeah,
I think everyone's got to learn on their own type of beat.
Yeah, I hear it.
Depends on how much this person listens to you too. Like, we could say little shit and it'll stick with us. We say it to each other, even if like we're just joking. Usually, that's how it comes out. It's a joke. Mm-hmm. Like, holy, man's whipped it.
Saying you're whipped. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Nah. It's like, damn, am I doing too much? Nigga?
Yeah,
let myself go.
Gripping the wheel, like, damn, but it's like it's also different perspectives because you gotta it's a lot to filter out. And it is good when you have like good friends that you can like count on. Like the other day when I was talking to Julian again, talking to the bro. Long story short, Julian brought up a time I bought someone a laptop as a gift, but I felt like the laptop was needed. He's like, yo, to him that's too much. To me, I'm like, I see no problem in that. Like, it's a good gift. Nobody wants to buy a laptop, so if I'm buying it for you, like, I know that's a little relief. You're for gonna, you to say, oh fuck, like, thank god,
it's
like,
a gift from the heavens.
It's a gift from what some might say. Like, yeah, you know what I mean. But like, you know what I mean, so there's gonna be certain things where it's like other people feel it. It's good to have your perspective, and it's good to have other perspectives, but know like where other people are coming from. But you gotta know when you're in too deep is where I was going with.
Well, do you ever feel like it would get in the way, like on Sir Eagleton side? Do you feel like that gets in the way of your friendship? Like, okay.
Nah, I feel like that's definitely possible, bro.
At what point?
I just feel like for me, like people that are in my life, like I have certain expectations of them, but I also like make sure that I know the expectations they have of me, right? So I feel like if you have a relationship like that and a nigga like kind of fucks that all off for like another person in like a disrespectful way, or like they're just not fucking you anymore as much as them, then I feel like, yeah, I'll take offense to that, you know? Depending on how deep, you know, the love is. It's like maybe five people I could say like I'd feel that way about.
Yeah, I feel that.
I'm gonna say this one last thing because this is not no relationship podcast, but like I really feel like I really feel like people's significant others should be able to chill with their significant other's friends, because you should be one of the same with my girl or like their band type shit. So it's like a lot of times when niggas is running away from that, it's just like, all right, what are you running from? Because clearly something's not fitting, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, it's like, why don't you bring it around?
Well, yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's just like, if I know
that's
you,
a good point.
I know who you should be hanging with. So maybe you just don't want to see who you're hanging with and you know is bad, but you're just, some people are so addicted to something. You know what I mean? Like, Bring, yeah. You got to bring your people around your peoples because your people's going to let you know. You know what I mean? When you're 100%. Bugging or whatever the case is. So yeah. I think that's a thing too.
Your relationship shouldn't even really become like a different part of your life.
You shouldn't become a different man.
It's in there. It's like supposed to embed itself.
You shouldn't become a different man.
No.
You shouldn't become like a worse man.
Grow, for sure.
No, grow, yeah.
But you shouldn't be cutting off your rituals of what you're doing. Like, if you're hanging with your niggas and you can't like hang with your peoples no more, like,
I think that's an abusive relationship.
Yeah,
that's what they call it.
Yeah. You can't be taken away from what you're doing and shit. And you as a individual, because this goes for the ladies too, because I'm pretty sure ladies are saying, my bitch got booed up. She don't come around no more. You as an individual, you have to understand when, like, you need that individual time and that split time of, like, yo, your partner got to be doing, like, whatever they're doing, and you got to go do whatever you're doing. You know what I mean? And you guys come back together. Y'all existing right now. Y'all don't even know. You know.
Great times. It's been another motherfucking
Swell episode.
Audio exclusive 116.5 The Rand Mortar Podcast, man.
Send fucking chills through my body.
Amen.
It's good times, man. Episode 116 just dropped on YouTube. It is live. Mm-hmm. My brother Jazz back in the building. You know what I'm saying? We got our hands in the edits, getting down and shit. That shit was fun.
Hell yeah. Had a blast. And I fought with everyone for letting us be experimental with that, man. Like, every episode looks different. If you ask me, I go back to watch episode 2 episodes ago. I'm like, this is totally different from this episode.
Totally different. Yeah.
But the content is exactly the same of like what we're saying and shit, you know?
Amen.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
You never know what
you're
going to get.
Yeah, we got some good stuff in the works too, man. We got some Random Order podcast merch finally coming for real. Here to stay. It's a lot of things to line up and figure out and shit, man.
We also want to be neat about it too, man.
For sure. Do it right. In the meantime, man, connect with us. Follow us on TikTok. Tweet us. We're on Instagram and shit till that shit crashes.
Bah.
Random Order show. You know what time it is, man. What are we leaving them with?
Life is what life is what.
Yeah, let's leave him with that, man.
Yeah.
Chopper.
I think that life is what it is, but life is not what's made of what life was.
He was telling me, like, we're just discussing Christmas. And I was just saying, like, yo, Jermaine just got to a point where he's like, listen, dark as fuck, nigga. Came in the room, I didn't even have dimmers in my room, nigga. Came into my room, lights are bright. Nigga steps in. As he gets closer, lights are getting fucking lower. I'm like, fuck. He said, yo, we're not doing Christmas no more gifts, man. Walks out.
What the fuck? All that shit, man.
He says, fuck it.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.